Around the top of Kufchav Aleph, the Rashi's. Finish the Rashi's on Tvila, Bismana Mitzvah. Start from the top. Tvila, Bismana Mitzvah, the Sea, Bahoyalik Nos Erev, Yirchatz Bamai. Gemara said that the Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, whether if you have a shame, Shem Hashem written on your body, whether you have to cover it with a gemi or not, has nothing to do with erasing it or not. Everybody holds that you could erase it indirectly, and therefore putting the gemi on is not to prevent the water from coming, because otherwise a tefillah wouldn't be a tefillah. The question is, you put it on loosely, and the shame is going to be erased, but you're not allowed to stand unclothed in front of the Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Yossi also holds like that, but he holds you can put your hand over it. And he also holds that if you have a gemi available, you should put the gemi, because you may take your hand away. But if there is no gemi available, you shouldn't look around for one, because you may delay the tefillah, and you won't be tovel in the proper time. And the Chachamim hold there's no inyan of being tovel in a proper time. Whenever you're tovel, it's fine. There's no mitzvah dafka to be tovel. It's just that if you want to become tar, you have to be tovel at some point. Okay, so the one who holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, t'chsi v'hoyalith nos erev yirchatz b'mayim. It says b'feri, v'hoyalith yirchatz b'mayim. Lav mitzvah, and the one who holds not a mitzvah, the lo mashkach gemi ha'idna lishtoy ad l'machar. If you won't find a gemi today to put on your arm when you go and you take off your clothes, so you'll wait till tomorrow, so you'll be tovel the next day. Ulamam diomar lav mitzvah, kra eitz atuva katova kamashbalan. The pasuk is only in Eitz Tova. Kedei shiyariv shimsho b'yom la'achar tvila, shim yamtim litbol ad halayla, lo yehei lo ha'ariv shemesh ad leil ha'mocharas. It says that the fact that it says should be tovel before it gets dark doesn't mean you have to be tovel before it gets dark for those people who are tovel during the day. It means that it's a good idea to do it before it gets dark, because if you'll be tovel at night, you'll have to wait till the next day when the sun sets to become tahar. Because you go to the mikveh, and those things that need harav shemesh, you go to the mikveh, and then after sunset, you're tahar. But if you go to the mikveh at night, the sun's not going to set till the next day. You're going to have a whole day still where you're not going to be tahar, at least eat truma or whatever. Hazava. Brisa zu etzel yom kippurim shnoya b'tosefta diyuma. This brisa is talking about being tovel on Yom Kippur. Hazava mitzoro boil needle of a tummy mace tovim b'yom. Mishaheir Hamizrach, Biyom Hashvi Shalahem, all these people are Tameh for 7 days. On the morning of the seventh day, when it gets light, right, they go to the mikvah. The time of the Perek Beis de Megillah, Mikrod Biyom Hashvi, right, says Bayom Hashvi, they should become Tahar. Niksa Shvi Svira. They have to count 7 days, and even a portion of the 7 days is called counting. So they count the beginning of the seventh day as soon as it gets light. If the seventh day fell on Yom Kippur, tovlim kedarka, they're allowed to be tovel. Lechol truma la'erev, in order they should be able to eat truma in the evening. They go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then when the sun sets, they're tohar to eat truma. So at night, they're able to eat truma. So if it falls out on Yom Kippur, they can be tovel on Yom Kippur. And the truth is, everybody holds you can be tovel on Yom Kippur, whether it's tefillah b'zmanas mitzvah or not. Because tevil on Yom Kippur is not the only rechitza, the only washing, bathing on Yom Kippur. That's also if you're doing it for pleasure. But if you're doing it because you want to become tahar, that's not pleasure bathing. That's mutter on Yom Kippur. So everybody really holds you're allowed to do it. The question is if you have to. If you have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. If you hold tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah, you must go on the seventh day. Right? It's a mitzvah to go in the proper time. But if you hold tefillah b'zman as not a mitzvah, it's just that if you want to get tahar, you better go. And if you, the earliest time you can do it is the seventh day. And if not, you can wait till the next day. So then you don't have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. You can wait till the next day. But you don't have to. Nida v'yoledes tovlos kedarkam b'leila yom ha'kippurim. A nida and the yoledes are tovel at night, not in the daytime. And therefore, if their seventh day is finished, they have to wait full 7 days. And they tovel on the night of the eighth day, the night before the eighth day. So if the Kol Nidre night is the night of their eighth day, they can also go to the mikveh. Imchal Shvi Shalahem Be'erev Yom HaKippurim, She'eno Yechola Litbo B'Yom Zayim. She's not allowed to be tovel on the seventh day in the daytime. Dichsi Bo Tia B'Nidasa. V'Havi Yosa Tehei Kol Shiva. There it says, Tia B'Nidasa. All 7 days, She's a nida, and she can't go to the mikvah till the 7 days completely are over. Bal keri shetzara tvila the divrei Torah midivrei sofrim vafilu ein ochel taharis lebo biyom. A bal keri has another problem. He's not allowed to learn Torah or daven until he goes to the mikvah. Right? And even if he doesn't want to eat taharis that day, he's still going to have to go to the mikvah to be able to daven. So tovil kol hayom kulo afopi shiroa keri min hamincha lemala. So the Tanakhama holds that a Balkari can be tovil all day, even after mincha, even if he's already daven. Lachas shespao tefilas hamincha, even if he's already daven mincha, she has no more tefilos to daven. Shari hu yochel ahamtin at shetechshach v'yitbo letefilas arvis. He can wait till it gets dark, after Yom Kippur's over, and go to the mikveh, and what's it called, and then daven marif. Afilo hachi tovil b'Yom Kippur in ba'od yom. Still, he's allowed to be tovil on Yom Kippur in the daytime. Even though normally washing is asur, but here it's a mitzvah washing, right? And therefore, not only is he allowed to go to the mikveh, he has to go. Rabbi Yossi Omer min hamincha lemala imro keri la'achar shespaul tefilas mincha. If he saw keri after mincha, he already daven mincha. Shari hu yochel lahamtin at shetechshav v'yitbol v'yispaul tefilas arvis. He can wait till night and daven mariv after he goes to the mikveh after Yom Kippur, motzoi Yom Kippur. Utfilas nila nomis for leish yochlis ba'alayla karav, and nila holds also you can daven at night. So you wait till Yom Kippur is over, basically at night, and you daven nila at night and marav at night. Machlokas in Yuma when you daven nila. Utfilas nila poteres shalarvis, and then karav, and Rav holds that if you daven nila at night, you don't have to daven marav. Ain't sorech litbol biyom mishum zman tefila d'lav mitzvah tefila b'smana. So then, Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to daven in the daytime, because you don't have to daven for davening. You davened already mincha, and you can daven mariv and ne'ila at night. So there's no reason why you have to be tovel on Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, that's not Rabbi Yossi, because we wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi holds what's it called, tefila b'smana is a mitzvah. Here we see he holds it's not a mitzvah. So Mara says, no, that Rabbi Yossi is a different Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. Dayel tefillah shetei b'achrona. He holds that if somebody has a lot of sfeikas when they become tahor, so they don't have to be tovel every time it's a suffik, right? Because maybe that's the day they really have to be tovel, and tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. One tefillah at the end is good enough. And therefore, he holds that tefila b'zman is not a mitzvah. You don't have to be tovel in the time, and therefore it's a suffik. If this is the time or not, you should be tovel. Just wait till it's for sure you could be tovel and make one tefila, and that's it. Dayel tefila shtei b'achronim, meseches nida b'perik ha-mapeles, gabi isha shiyotza mileya uba rekonis. A woman, went to chutzlaritz or whatever, and she was pregnant. And she came back, and she's not pregnant anymore. She doesn't have a kid. So she had a miscarriage. She doesn't know when she had this miscarriage or when she had the she needs 35 tvilas. It's possible that at 35 different times she could become tahar. Why? Because these are the possibilities. Because maybe she should go to the mikveh after 7 days, because maybe she had a boy. So a boy, you're tameh 7 days, and you go to the mikveh on the end of the 7 days, the night of the eighth day. So that's the first time she's tovel. O tvilas nekevel l'shvuayim, or maybe she had a girl, and therefore she has to wait 2 weeks, and she goes to the mikveh on the night of the 15th day. So that's two tvilas. Oh, Shema Yoledes Zocher Bezov. Or maybe she gave birth to a boy, but she was a Zova when she gave birth. So now she has to have Shiva Nekiyim. She has to count 7 clean days before she can go to the mikveh. Utzricha Av Tvila Zova B'yom Shiva L'Sipurim Shela. And then she's going to need another Tvila on the 7th day after she counts 7 clean days in the daytime. Oh, Yoledes Nekeva Bezov. Maybe she gave birth to a girl, and she was a Zova. So she has to wait 2 weeks and then 7 days, clean days, and then go to the mikveh in the daytime, not at night. Right? Mushum de lo yadin and mosai yolda, the e mosai motis mantfilas, and we don't know exactly when she gave birth, right? And we don't know, therefore, when all these tefillas are. She has 4 different possible tefillas, and we don't know when they are because we don't know when to start counting. Right? Matzrachinu la tvila kol laila v'chol yom sheyesh l'spukei b'zman tvilasa. Every possible day that she could be a doubt whether that's the day she becomes Torah, she has to go to the mikveh. So it comes out to be 35 different tvilas. Upolig Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues on that. V'omer daya l'tvila sh'tei b'achroma. She doesn't have to make all these tvilas. Because whenever she'll become Torah, the last possible time that she's for sure Tahar, let her go to the mikveh once. And that'll take care of everything. L'sof sipurim shon nekeva, the end of l'sof shalosh shvuos, right, at the end of 3 weeks, shim yold in nekeva, b'zov t'meyah shvuayim le'idos, v'zayin nekiyim, shvil aziva, v'lo amrin t'vila b'zman ha-mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to go dafk on the day that you're tahar, and therefore it's a sofik, you have to go misofik. The mitzvah is, in the end, to become tahar. So one t'vila will help. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds t'vila b'zman is not a mitzvah. Okay. Let's go on. Nochri shabol echabos, Ein elmrim lo kabe, the outer kabe. A goy wants to come out and put out the fire. So we don't tell him, put it out. Not allowed to tell him directly to put it out, because Amira Lenochri is a shvus. Right? You're not allowed to, what's it called, to tell a goy to do malacha for you. And there's two reasons why. One reason you're not allowed to tell a goy is because he's like your shliach. Even though ain't shlichus lakum, but lechumra, you can make a goy a shliach, and it's like he's doing the malacha for you. And he's your shliach, so it's like you're doing the malacha. The second reason is because it's dabar dover. Telling a goy to do malacha on Shabbos is itself chil Shabbos midrabanan, because you're talking about things, doing a malacha. So the talking is awesome. Okay. But you don't have to tell him not to put it out either. Mipnei she'en shvisaso alehem, because you're not responsible for this goy not to do malacha. You're not allowed to cause him to do malacha. But he's not your responsibility. You have to tell him bedafka not to do malacha. It's not your problem. Okay? Only your eved. If you have an eved, you're responsible to make sure he doesn't work on Shabbos. But stam a goy, you're not mechuyev to make sure he doesn't work on Shabbos. Aval katan shabol echabos, if a child wants to come and put out the fire, ein shomim lo, you don't let him. Mipnei sheshviv also aleim, because you have a responsibility not to let children do malacha either. Rashi. Ein omrim lo kaveh, Rabbanan gozer al amira l'nochri mishum shvus. Rabbanan made a gzera of amira l'nochri, and it's an issur to Rabbanan to tell a goy to do malach on Shabbos. The difference between the two reasons we said, if the reason is because you're talking about malach on Shabbos, and that's what's osur, so if you tell him before Shabbos, it'll be mutter. Right? But if the reason is because he's your shliach, it doesn't make a difference when you made him a shliach. If he does it on Shabbos, he's your shliach. If the reason is because of shlichus, if you tell him on Shabbos to do something Motzei Shabbos, should be mutter. But if the reason is because you're telling him to do a malach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak about malachas on Shabbos, that's also asr. The truth is, we hold from both reasons, and therefore, both things are asr. It's asr to tell a goy to do malach Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos, and it's asr to tell him Erev Shabbos to do malach for you on Shabbos. Both things are asr. But in a case where there's no dibur, and he's not doing it basically because you told him to do it, right? You hinted to him. Right, so if you hint to him in a positive way, that's also usher. If you tell him a hint that implies to him that he should do this, then you're making him a shliach, even though you're not talking about malacha. For instance, you make up with the goy, if I say, clean your nose, it means put out the candle. So if I tell him, clean your nose, I'm telling him to put out the candle, that's still shlichus, even though I'm not, saying anything about malacha. But a hint that is not direct, right? I tell him it's dark in here, and he understands from that to turn on the light, then there are many that hold that that's mutter, because then you're not making him a shliach, right? He's doing it on his own, right? No, that we'll see. Goy does on his own. He's doing it himself, and you're not telling him to do it, and you're not mentioning anything about malacha. So both reasons don't apply over there. Others hold that that's not mutter. We're knowing that it is mutter, l'maisa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos holds like that. But there are others that hold that, that since if a goy in your house wants to do malacha for you, even if you don't tell him anything, he stop, wants to come in, turn on your lights. You have to throw him out of the house. You have to stop him. So kol shekein, you can't hint to him even indirectly to do it. Lamaisa, the minhag ha'olam is indirect hints that are not commands, right, are mutter. Why it's mutter, why it's different than if the goy wants to do it on his own, you have to throw him out. Not 100% sure, but that's the minigol. That's what we're knowing, and that's what Lamaisa, many poskim hold is okay. Okay, Rashi, Ein omrim lo kave, rabbanan gozer amir lo nochri mishum shvus. The lo techabe, ein tzorich limchos biyado, eli anichenu viyachabe. You don't have to stop him. You can let him put it out. And somehow that's only over here by a fire is a big hefset. But in normal circumstances, you have to stop him from doing a malach in your house.
I have a very young child. Are you allowed to tell him to make
no, sir, not right now. It's not specific. She'ein shvisaso shall nachri aleihem. The Yisrael eino muzra shvisaso shall nachri she'ein avto. You're not responsible to see to it that a goy doesn't do malach on Shabbos unless he's your eved. Okay, Rashi. Gemara. Om Rav Ami. Bidleika hitiru lomar kol hamechaba eino matzid. Rav Ami said, by a fire, the Rabbanim were matter to say, whoever puts out won't lose out. Okay? In other words, a goy. You have goyim. So you say, what's it called? We're talking over here where there's no sakonis nefashis. Sakonis nefashis, you could put out the fire. Surely you can tell a goy to put out the fire. Right? So if there's any chance of sakana, you can call the fire department and have them put out the fire. But we're not talking over here where there is absolutely no sakana. There's no sakana, you can't put out the fire. And you can't even tell a goy to put out the fire. But what you can do is say, which you're not normally not allowed to do if to a goy, tell him, whoever turns on my lights won't lose out. Now, that you can't tell a goy, what's it called, regularly. But to put out a fire, since we're afraid that if it's not put out, you'll put it out, so then you're allowed to say, they were matir to say, whoever puts it out won't lose. In other words, after Shabbos, you get paid. Neima misayele, nochri shebo lechabos, ein omrim lo kaveh velo sechaveh. If a goy wants to put out the fire, you don't tell him to put it out, and you don't tell him that he shouldn't put it out. Because you're not responsible for the goy shvisa, therefore you don't have to tell him not to put it out. You don't tell him put it out. But anything less than that, meaning whoever will put it out, right, will won't lose, that you could say. Someone says, no, there can't be medayik that. Ema seifa, look at the seifa. Al techabe lo amrin alei. We don't tell him, don't put it out. But mashma, anything more than that, you don't tell him either. You don't have to tell him, don't put it out. But to tell him, whoever puts it out will not lose, that nistama you can't say. So if you're medayik from the seifa, it's usher to say whoever will put it out. If you're medayik from the reisha, it's mutter to say. So you can't be medayik anything from this mishnah. The chol ha-mechabein ha-mavsid, nomi lo amrinan lei. You can't be medayik anything, because in the reish you can medayik one way, the seifa a different way, and therefore there's no proof from this mishnah one way or the other. Rashi, kavehu delo amrinan lei, sheoseu shlucho mamish. So here Rashi seems to say the reason for shvus is you're making him a shliach. Kol ha-mechabe eino mafsid, v'nochre midayite didei ovich. You're not making him a shliach, you're not telling him to do it, you're just saying, whoever does it, not going to lose out. And he decides to do it on his own. He's not doing it as a shliach. You never appointed him as a shliach. Al techabahu d'lamrin lei. We don't have to tell him, don't put it out. She'eno tzorech limchos biyado. Umil gili daita d'lo yafse bedover nomi lo mishtari. We don't have to tell him, don't put it out. But on the other hand, you can't tell him that whoever puts it out is not going to lose. That also not. D'i gili daita shori lomili lemisni seifa ein tzorech limchos. Right, if you're allowed to even let him know that you're happy if he puts it out, then why do we have to tell him, why do we have to say, you don't have to tell him not to put it out. You can even tell him that you're happy to put it out. Right? Elamai. Elamihochalek elamashamina. Tevari mashnishin lav kula dafka. Right? Obviously, this Mishnah, one of the parts is lav dafka. Elechada minayu dafka o reisho seifa. One of them is talking, only this can you do, and not the other one. And the other one is saying, this also, but you could do more too. The Tana Idach Atu Ahiv Lo Yadin and Hay Minayu Dafka and Nigmar Minay. We don't know which one is Dafka, which one is not. So you can't be Madaik anything from this Mishnah. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Maisa the Nofla Dleiko B'Chatsiru Shor Yosef Ben Simoy B'Sichin. Right. The Maisa happened that there was a fire in the courtyard of Yosef Ben Simai in Sichin. His name of a place. Ubo anshe gistro shel tzipori lechabos, right? And they shapi tropa shel melechoya, and what's it called? And the fire department of tzipori came. The goyim came to put out the fire because he was an important person, a sar that worked for the melech, so they wanted to put out his fire. V'halo hinichan mipnei kovra shabbos, and he didn't let them put it out. Okay, he didn't let them put it out. The Nasa Lo Neis, The yardu gesham and the kibu. And a miracle happened, and it started to rain, and the rain put out the fire. Le'erev shigur l'chol echav me'em shtei sloyim, u'la'afar chushabahem chamishim. And at night, he sent two sloyim to each fireman, and to the fire chief, he sent 50 sloyim. And in other words, he said, look, I didn't want you to lose out, right? If you would have put out my fire, you would have gotten paid. So I don't want you to lose out your pay, but I didn't want you to put out the fire, l'chol echav Shabbos. So the Rebbe Mishnah put it out for me. When the Chachamim heard it, they said that he didn't have to do that. Right? It wasn't necessary. It's not halachic. He could have let them put out the fire. Because we say, Shari Shadinu, Nochri Shabbal Chabos, Ain Amr Kavevi out to Chabal. You don't tell them to put it out, and you don't have to tell them not to put it out. They come to put it out on their own. You're allowed to let them put it out.
Why is that any different than somebody just walks into your house and turns on the light without telling you have to throw them out?
What? No, we said, because here's a fire. So that's what's it called? By a fire, everybody holds it. Okay. By a fire, it's even mutter. By other things, you can't tell. Whoever wants to put on my lights, that's also. Right? It's only by a fire. Gistera Shilto. He was, what's it called? The chief, the fire chief. Apitropis Memuna al Memono. Rav Yose Ben Simoy was an appointee of the king to watch his money. Okay. L'maisel halacha, by a fire, you're allowed to say, whoever wants to put out the fire, put it out. But even by a fire, they say, you can't say it, b'loshen nochach. If you put out my fire, you won't lose. That you can't say. You can say, whoever wants to put out the fire won't lose, but you can't speak to the goy directly. Even that's also by a fire. Kosher came by other things, it's also to say even generally. Whoever turns on my lights, right, that's also like making a, what's it called, a shliach. It's also speaking about malach. So both of those reasons would apply to other things. By a fire, they were matter, because, again, if it doesn't get put out, we're afraid the person's going to end up putting it out, because he'll get panicky. So here they were matter things. And they say even by an issur d'rabbanan, Tosfos brings down over here, Amir la'akum is even by Nisa Rabbana. Right? If the reason is, what's it called, because of shlichas, so it's a chiddush, that what's it called, that even by shlichas is only a chumra to Rabbana. And here it's like a two to Rabbana. Still it's awesome. If it's also Amira because of you're saying things that are awesome, it doesn't make a difference if it's Nisa Rabbana or Nisa Raisa. You're still saying something that's awesome on Shabbat. Okay, what else is here? She said other things, okay. Yeah, and they ask Lachora why he wanted to be machmer. He's made a kiddush Hashem. What was the why the rabbanim weren't happy because you didn't have to do that, right? So they say that what's it called that here it wasn't a question of being machmer. He thought the halacha was like that, so they weren't happy that he misrepresented the halacha. That's what they were upset about. Not that he was machmer. Machmer is one thing, but if you think the halacha is what your chumra is, that's a problem, right? You can be machmer, but you should know the halacha is not like that. Okay. A cotton comes to put it out. You don't let him, because you are responsible for the shvis of a cotton. Ato bincha, you and your child. And it can't mean a child who's bar mitzvah, because that's you. And the Torah is speaking to every person over bar mitzvah. So you and your child means a child who's not bar mitzvah. Shma mina, cotton ochel nevelos, based in mitzuvah of la frisha. From here, we can learn that if a cotton is eating treif, that beis din means not just beis din means every Jew is responsible to stop him from eating treif. You see a little kid eating treif, you have to stop him, and that's a machlokas in Yevamos. Right? There's a man diomer holds that you're not mitzuvah to stop him. It's not your responsibility to stop a cotton from eating treif. Okay, it's his parents' responsibility if he's a bar chinuch, but it's not your responsibility if you're not his parent. So here it's a raya that you have to stop a cotton from what's it called, from being Mechal Shabbos. Okay? Omer Reb Yochanan, the cotton also das aviv. No. Here it's talking by a cotton who's doing it because he knows his father wants him to do it. That's different. That's not where he's doing it on his own. He's doing it for the sake of the father. The chavosa gabi nachri, the ka'ov of the daite di Yisrael, if that's the case, and the goy also is doing it because he knows the Jew wants him to do it. So that's okay. Mishari, how could that be mutter? If the goy is doing it because the Jew wants him to do it, you're not allowed to let a goy do that. If he knows you want him to do it for him, and you're telling him to do it, right? Gemara says, Nachri adaitin in nafshi of it. The goy has his own das, he's not a cotton, and therefore when he does it for his own reasons. He thinks he'll gain from it or whatever, he'll do you a favor, whatever the reasons are, he's motivated on his own. A cotton does it because his father wants him. He doesn't have his das of his own. So therefore, if you just hint to a goy, and he ends up doing it, he's doing it because he wants to do it, not doing it because you told him to do it or whatever. So you didn't mention anything, and he's not your shliach. But a cotton is different. If he does it al das aviv, right, then he's doing it mamish for the father. So even if he's not a bar chinuch, he's doing it because he knows the father wants him to do it. That's aser because you're mechuyev not to cause a cotton to do malacha. Okay. Masha'en ken, if you see a cotton eating nevela, he's not eating it because of you. So you're not mechuyev to separate. Rashi. Shema mino a cotton ochel nevela is based in mitzuvin lahafrisho. The tikshel Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar B'Yavamos, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, the Irchus Sulei Maftecho, shall beis Hamedrash, Bishus Harabim, Bishabbos, the Daber Talya V'Talisa L'Taili Hasam, the Mashkech Ilu Ma'isilahu. So Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, what's it called, that you're allowed to, what's it called, to let a cotton do malacha on Shabbos, you don't have to stop it. We'll see what the parameters are, but the mice over there was that they lost their keys in Rishus HaRavim. So you bring a child and let him walk around. If he finds the keys, he'll, what's it called, he'll take them on his own. And you're not mitzvah to stop him from doing that. Okay. Al das avi, b'katan shiyada lahavkin shakibu yizen noach la'avi v'osa b'shvila. The cotton's old enough to know that his father wants the fire put out. And he's doing it for the sake of his father. That's awesome. Nochri adaitin in afshi of it. Afilu yoder shenochlish. Even he knows that the Jew wants him to do it. The Jews be happy. Like a hint. It's dark in here. Ah, so I know that you'd like the lights on, right? Still, shenochlish Yisrael, who lahanos atzum eskavin. He's doing it on his own. Shiyodeya shlo yafsi. He knows he won't lose out. Either he'll get paid, or he'll be doing you a favor, he's a nice guy, whatever it is. Right? So he's doing it on his own. He's not doing it because of you. A cotton, on the other hand, does it for his father's sake. Okay. Basically, the halacha is like this. If you have a child that is not a bar chinuch, so then it doesn't make a difference if you're the parent or you're somebody else. You don't have to stop your child from doing something that's aser, not on Shabbos, and not to stop. You don't have to stop him from eating treif. You don't have to stop him from being mechal Shabbos if he's not a bar chinuch. Because we pass in cotton, ochel nevelos, you don't have to be mafreshim. If he's a bar chinuch, so a stranger doesn't have to stop him. You see some 8-year-old or whatever being mechal Shabbos, you're not mechuyev to stop him. But a parent is mechuyev to stop him. Because, what's it called? Because the parent is chayev to be mechanechim. But other people aren't chayev mechanech, other people's children. And if he's doing it for the sake of the adult, then everybody has to stop him. Because you're mitzvah not to let children do malacha either, right? As long as they're doing it for you. They're doing it al das, the father, or al das, what's it called, somebody else. That's those are the three possibilities. So if you have something, a child is not a bar chinuch, he's a little baby or whatever, and he has no idea that the father wants him to do whatever. So we had once a situation where it was in a house on Shabbos in America, and they had these alarms. And when the alarm went on by mistake, and you couldn't walk out of the door without it lighting a light. So you couldn't get out of the house. So we did was took a little baby and picked him up and put him near the thing, and he played around there and turned off the alarm. But what's it called? He wasn't a bar chinuch at all. It wasn't an inyan of al das aviv. The father didn't make him do it. He did it on his own completely. And that's mutter. That's what's it called. That's you're not mitzvah lahafrish any child, but you're not allowed to be meichel a child either. You can't make him do a malacha. And you can't make him eat treif. You can't feed him treif. That's also required for everybody. No one's allowed to feed a child treif or to make him do a malacha. Right? But if you're not making him do it, doing it on his own, and he's not a bar chinuch, what's it called, and he doesn't know he's doing it because the father wants him to do it. He's too small for that. So then that would be what's it called, that would be mutter. Okay. Extension of your arm. What? No. It's not we pushed the thing. He just held him up there, and he did it on his own. It's not that. Right? Any chanami, if you put the kid there and he pushed his arm, then he's high. He's like putting a stick. That's that. That was not the same situation. Okay, just from back, from Gram Kibui, we paskin Gram Kibui is mutter, the Mukum Hetzid. On Yontif, if you have something cooking and you want to put out the fire or the gas, so you can let it overflow, and Begrum, indirectly, it puts out the fire, that's mutter. If you want to save the money on the gas or whatever, right, or it's going to burn the food or something, and burn the food, you can put it out, put it down anyway, because it's Mochel Nefesh. But some, you want to save the gas, so what's it called? You're allowed to put out the flame. What's it called? What else? That's but it's only b'makom hefzer.
Turn off the gas then.
What? And then you can turn off the gas. After the flame is off, you can turn off the gas.
That's okay.
Well, if you could turn the flame off before you could turn before if you could turn the gas off before you turn the flame, you don't need to let the pot overflow.
Yes, I'm just I don't have the gas.
No, no. So you let the pot overflow, so now there's no more flame. Now you can turn off the gas. Okay. The only reason you have to let the pot overflow is because you can't turn off the gas when the flame is there. Because if you could turn off the gas when the flame is there, then there's no problem with letting the pot overflow.
Why is that not called Gram Kibui?
It is called Gram Kibui.
No,
it's mutter,
turning off the,
Turning off the thing because that's direct. Why is that a grammar?
It goes through the pipes and it's massive.
Yeah, that's most poskim hold it's not Gram. That's called mamish. What's it called? Putting out the thing directly. Because the moment that you turn that thing off, the thing goes off. And it doesn't take a few seconds.
Can you go in the back of the house then and turn off the gas
plug? Mistam and that also. All of that is told. You're doing it, mamish, directly in the thing that's the flame. That's the thing. It's like taking oil away from a, what's it called, from a candle. They're post mostly not like that. That's different than the oil in the candle. But pasha is the same thing. And taking oil from a candle is mamish kibui. It's not gram kibui. Because the oil and the flame are one thing. What?
There's no change for many hours with a candle.
What do you mean there's no change?
That's
yeah, but you've taken away the fuel supply. That's called kibui. Yeah. Lessening the time of burning is also called kibui. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. That's, they hold. Others hold no. That the oil is one sas, not sas, it's a liquid, right? And it's connected to the thing. Here the gas is... Each piece of gas is different. It's not just one separate thing. And by taking away some of the gas over here, is not has nothing to do with the gas that's now on the thing. It's two different things. It's hard to be mechalik like that. That's something you can't see. Masha, it seems to be, if you take away the fuel supply, that it's aser. In any case, lahalacha, we hold it's aser. There are poskim will hold that you can turn off gas on Shabbat, on Yontif, not Shabbat, Yontif. Okay.
These gas timers in the line that you can turn a dial and after 20 minutes it starts up the gas by itself.
That's Gram Kibui. That's Gram. Pashas. I don't know exactly how it works, but it may be that that's Gram.
Which is much of a good store of food.
Gram, if it's the Hefzid, yeah. Not if it's food, because it's a Hefzid. It's Gram Kibui's mutter, even where normally Kibui is also. If it's for food, then you don't need that. You can put it off directly. What? I don't know what that is. What? Yeah. That's what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Again, I don't know how it works, but if it's only a grama, right, then it's fine. Then it's fine if it b'makom hefzid. And that applies to all malachas or any time where it says in the Torah, don't do something, grama is mutter, b'makom hefzid, whatever. Not stam is mutter. There are those that are mechalik, though. There's a note of Yehuda that our Gemara compares erasing the Shem Hashem to indirectly putting out a fire and indirectly erasing Shem Hashem. Going in the mikveh, the water will then, what's called, erase the Shem. You didn't erase it yourself. It was something, what's it called, only happened with an indirect thing. So there's other sources that seem to say that erasing a Shem, even b'derech, what's it called, grum is awesome. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka says that the halacha is like the other sources, not like our Gemara. And that it's mutter gram kibui, but it's not mutter gram mechikas Hashem. The difference between them, they say, is the following. Where the Torah prohibited an action, the person can't do that action. So if the thing happens without an action, indirectly, then it's not what the Torah prohibited. But where the Torah didn't prohibit an action per se, the prohibition is the result. The Torah doesn't want God's name to be erased, right? By Shabbos, it's not that it doesn't want malachas to be done on Shabbos. It doesn't want you to do malacha. It's an Isser Gavra, Shabbos. You can't do malacha. Not that the Torah cares about malachas being done. You just can't do malachas. But if you started a malacha before Shabbos and it's done on Shabbos, you didn't do it, that's okay. So then, grum is mutter, because you didn't do anything. Indirect is not called doing. But where the Isser HaTorah is not an Isser Gavr, it's an Isser Heftza. We don't want Shem Hashem erased, right? It's a bizoyin for the Rabbanu Shalom to have his name erased. There, even if you didn't do it, you only caused it, it's also Asr. Right? There it's an Isser in the result. There could be grum is also Asr.